13th stanza is the one that I'm going to focus my preaching on, and so I shall read it to you. Oh, how I love your law. I meditate on it all day long. Your commands are always with me and make me wiser than my enemies. I have more insight than all my teachers, for I meditate on your statutes. I have more understanding than the elders, for I obey your precepts. I have kept my feet from every evil path so that I might obey your word. I have not departed from your laws, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. I gain understanding from your precepts, therefore I hate every wrong path. So today we're focusing on the 13th verse, stanza of Psalm 119. And in it, we hear about meditation. And so this morning, I want to explore this practice of meditation. Several times throughout the entire psalm, we hear reference to meditation. But in this 13th stanza, we read about the benefits that were gained through meditating. The psalmist, who we think is probably Daniel, says that he is wiser and has more insights and understanding than even his elders. Also, because of these benefits that he's gained, he's able then to actually obey, to walk in obedience. Now, meditation is an activity of just focusing our attention and our thoughts. And what we meditate on really determines the value of the meditation. Worry is a form of meditation. So if you know how to worry, you know how to meditate. When we lock our thoughts on a problem or a fear, and we let it occupy our minds, we are meditating on that problem or on that fear. Now, God has connected meditation with obedience and prosperity. He says in Joshua 1:8, God gives these instructions to Joshua, who's about to become the new leader of the children of Israel. And God says to him, keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it, so there's obedience, and then you will be prosperous and successful. So in life, when we spend time meditating on God's word, it will increase our prosperity and success in God's eyes. It doesn't mean we get rich, at least the way the world counts it, but we get rich in the things that God values, in peace, in joy, in love, in understanding and compassion. Biblical meditation involves reflecting on God's word and God's character. It helps us to align our thoughts and our heart and our actions with God's will. So we're going to do a little meditation exercise this morning so that you can practice it. This one is called Lectio Divina, which is just a fancy Latin word for divine reading. It doesn't really matter what it's called. It's the act of doing it that matters. And so here's the basic framework. First, we just sort of prepare ourselves. So we just quiet ourselves, we get comfortable. We kind of try to shut out all those other little thoughts that pop in. We dismiss them as they roam into our brain. And then we just simply offer a quick little prayer. God, let me hear from you in these words. And then we read the passage slowly and purposely, and letting your imagination build a picture if it's kind of that text where there's something there that you can visualize. And then you spend a couple minutes just thinking about it. What pops out to you? What did you notice? What do you think God is saying? Does it connect with something going on in your life? And we have to be careful not to slip into study mode. We're not analyzing the passage. We're not digging into the dictionaries and that sort of thing. We're just thinking about it. And then, after a couple of minutes of reflecting, we read the passage again. And we repeat that three times. So you'll read the passage three times. Now, it's always kind of a good idea to pick a passage that's a little shorter, something like 1 to 5 verses. I mean, you could do an entire psalm, like Psalm 23. It's a little bit, I think it's 8 verses, but it's all together. So something like that. But don't make it too big. Don't try to meditate on an entire chapter. It's too much. And when you do this, expect to encounter God. Expect to experience something. Maybe it's a word. Maybe it's a phrase. Maybe it's something that resonates in your heart to say, this is valuable. I should memorize this verse. But expect something. And then throughout the day, let this passage kind of take up space in your brain. Think about it occasionally. Maybe if you're the write it down kind of person, put it on a little index card. Have it nearby a couple of times throughout the day. Just reread it so that it's percolating. You're focusing your thoughts. And invite the Holy Spirit into this whole thing, because the Holy Spirit, Scripture tells us, is our teacher. So allow the Holy Spirit then to teach you, to expand your wisdom and understanding. And like I said, maybe there's something in this passage that you might want to memorize. Take the day to work at it and try to memorize it. Don't judge if it's word for word, but the thought, the concept, the understanding of that verse, that's what you want to retain. And the reason that meditation always brings us closer to God is that there's a promise attached to it. James 4:8 says, draw near to God and God will draw near to you. So God is already leaning in toward us. So when we turn and give God our attention, he quickly shortens the space between us. He finishes the drawing. He comes close to us. And in Jeremiah, it says, you will seek me and find me. And when you seek me with all your heart, you shall find me. So it's not like God's hidden and he's not, like he's playing, you know, a game of keep away with us. No. It says, if you seek me, if you're looking in my word, if you're seeking me, you will find me. I will show up there. So expect encounter. And Jesus said, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened, for everyone who asks receives. And everyone who seeks finds. And everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Meditating on God's word has a promise attached. God will show up. So expect that you will encounter him. So I invite you, this might be a first time for you to do a meditation, or maybe you're an old hat and you do it all the time. But I invite you just to open your mind and hearts to this experience. Trust that God is already at the ready to encounter you. And we'll do this Lectio Divina together. So I've chosen a passage. You have it in your bulletins. So I'll read the passage and then I'll pause. So I brought my phone so I can pause. 2 minutes feels long, right? So I'll be there. That must be 2 minutes, but I'm going to do like a 2 minute pause while you reflect. And then we'll repeat this three times. Now, I've chosen three different translations. When you're doing this on your own, you can use the same translation. It's fine, but I just had access to others, so I thought I would give you three different translations. And then when we get to the respond time, I know you're not prepared to have a pen with you probably, and that's okay. If you were at home, you would write. During the responding time, you would write down your thoughts. Write down what jumped out at you. Write down what question this is percolating in you. Okay, so this is a chance to respond to what you've heard in the reading. Today, if you have something, you're welcome to do that. If you don't, that's okay. But you can still sort of think about it.
Yeah.
When, if you make this a practice that you do often, a little notebook or a journal would be a really neat way of keeping record of the things that you've encountered. So write down the passage that you've meditated on and then what you learned from it or what percolated in you. And then you can always go back to those things. But I promise that if you embrace this meditation as a tool to encounter God through His Word, you will encounter God through His Word, and your life will only be better. All right, so let's give it a try. So the passage I've chosen is Matthew 11, 28 to 30, so just a couple of verses. The first one I'll read is the New International Version. So just get yourselves kind of quieted and ready. I'll just wait for the traffic to clear. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Second reading from the New Living Translation. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." Thank you. third reading from the Amplified Version. Come to me, all who are weary and heavily burdened by religious rituals that provide no peace, and I will give you rest, refreshing your souls with salvation. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, following me as my disciple, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest, renewal, a blessed quiet for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, my burden is light. So if you had a pen and whatever with you, you could write down what you experienced, what words jumped out for you, what questions did it percolate. And maybe now is a time that God might have prompted you to look up the meaning of a word, so you can do those sort of things in the response. So just to give you an example, I'll share what my response would be. First, I had three words jump out: rest, gentle, and easy. Rest. It's something that we are told to live out of rest. Our strength is found in rest. So I might actually mark the word rest and look up other verses about rest that I might meditate on in the next day, right? If I'm feeling like God's really pressing that on my heart, that I need to live from a place of rest. The image of Jesus as gentle, it just felt like a hug, like Jesus, like, I'm gentle, like there's this beautiful convincing in his voice to say, you know, trust me, I'm gentle, I'm kind. And so it, to me, that jumped out and felt like a warm hug. So I would record that. And then my yoke is easy. The idea of being a Christian can sometimes feel heavy and hard, but if we're doing it right, Jesus said, my yoke is easy. And so for me, that's almost as a measure. If I feel like I'm working so hard at this, then I must be trying it on my own and not working out of that rest. So it's almost like a measuring tool. Does it feel easy following? So I would write those. So it's not like some huge, big, long essay that you're responding with. It's just quick thoughts. How did this make you feel? Where did you encounter God? What questions might it leave you with? So this is an example of one way of meditating. I love that we read the scriptures three times, so it's not just read it once and then, you know, it gives it a time to percolate. Even if you're doing this on your own, set a timer and it'll go off at the 2-minute mark. Train yourself in those 2 minutes. Your generation are probably not as hard at finding, keeping our minds attracted, but the ones with the phone addictions, 2 minutes is a long time. But train yourself for those 2 minutes. And it's okay if it's even just the same kind of feeling or connection, like maybe it's just one word that you just sort of sit with, that's okay. And if you get into a habit of doing this, it will make a difference. You will find yourself more connected with God. You will feel that. And then the best way I find to end a session like this is in prayer. And so as you leave this place, may the Lord's peace, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. May you be filled with his love and joy as you meditate on his word and seek to live out his will in your daily life.